Tonight, I would like for us to consider as a church family, a Parish of the Valley church family, a single image. And it is the image that we already have right here before us, the Easter candle, the Paschal candle. Or in our case, several Paschal candles. Several Paschal candles brought this night from different communities throughout the Parish of the Valley. Holy Trinity Pembrokes is up there by the altar. This one here belongs to All Saints Petawawa. That one down there belongs to St. George's South Alice. And this one over here to St. Augustine's in Beechburg. I'd like for us to consider this image as a church family. This image of these beautiful and holy lights flickering softly amidst an ever-descending night. Now we know, if we were to let these candles burn throughout the night, if we were to let them burn throughout the night and into tomorrow and into the week ahead, they would eventually burn out. Eventually, the wax and the oils would all be spent and their flames would burn down. And what would be left is a big blob on the full floor of what used to be the Paschal candles. And as a side note, I need to tell you that I have actually walked into my home church, now a chapel, Little St. Thomas's Silver Creek over in West Quebec, the morning after the Paschal candle was left on all night. And so I'm going to say tonight, for the sake of our lovely altar guild and for the sake of our custodian here at Holy Trinity, we are going to make sure that these candles are blown out before we leave. Because believe me, that scene gave the phrase hot mess a whole new meaning. But in all seriousness, folks, we know, based upon our physical laws of the universe, based upon our understanding of science and our understanding of how combustion works, that if these candles were left on all night and throughout the coming week, they would eventually burn down. We know that their fuel would eventually be spent, their lights snuffed out. We know that the existence of these objects as we know them, as candles, would inevitably come to an end. Tonight, this great vigil of Easter is about throwing that logic and that understanding of this world, as helpful as it is, tonight is about throwing that logic right out the window. Tonight is about throwing away the surety that we have that we can always explain just how things work, that we can fully predict how things work. Tonight is about embracing a mystery. Tonight, God reminds us, God reveals for us in the resurrection of God's only Son that God's understanding of this life, God's plan for our salvation, God's way of looking upon this world is so much deeper and richer and more nuanced than what we so often just see by scratching the surface. Tonight, God reminds us that what we so often perceive to be endings in this world, to be finalities in this world, tonight, God reminds us that they aren't really endings at all, but new beginnings. Tonight, God shows us that out of real absence, out of the real and terrifying absence that is this day, Holy Saturday, when the tomb is shut, out of the absence that is our ombre, empty of the sacrament, out of the emptiness and the loneliness of the grave, out of that absence always comes real presence. Out of our exile always comes return. Out of our slavery always comes freedom. Out of our sorrow always comes new hope and new joy. Out of death comes life. It may be hard for us to see this mystery. It is hard for us to grasp this mystery, to receive its holiness anew. And yet it is nonetheless our most fundamental truth as the Christian church. Out of death always comes new life. God in Jesus Christ this night has defied the laws of nature. God in Jesus Christ this night has shattered the darkness of sin and despair. Death is no more this night. The tomb is empty. His burial robes are right there, laying on the stone for all of us to see. He is not here. He is risen. That is our gospel. That is the good news of Jesus Christ, the universe-shattering good news that we, the church, we, the members of his risen body, it is our privilege to share it, to be empowered by God to share it. Why do you look for the living among the dead? The angels ask the women. This candle is supposed to be all gone now. The wax is supposed to be all spent. Its remains should be poured out in a hot mess on the floor. Poured out like the blood that poured out of his side on Good Friday. Still he is not here. He is risen. The stone has been rolled away. A heart that should not be beating beats. A light shines in the darkness, and the darkness could not overcome it. Our hope, our salvation, our truth, my brothers and sisters, is the light of these Easter candles. The light that was once snuffed out in the cross has returned, just as it always does. It always finds a way to speak to us, to live for us, to shine brighter and brighter for us, even when we think it impossible, even when we say, that just cannot be. Still, that holy Easter light shines. And so, this night, my friends, in the words of the exalted, the words that were chanted so beautifully in this church this night, may we accept these Easter candles. Welcome their light into your homes. Welcome Christ's risen glory into your hearts. May his light always dispel the darkness of this night. May the morning star, which never sets, find this flame still burning. Alleluia. Alleluia. Amen.